AME Zion Church says the Ebola threat in the sub-region should remind people of the continent to unite in tackling Africa's health challenges. The presiding prelate of the Western West Africa Episcopal District of the AME Zion Church, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Lassie, who said this in Accra, noted that the Ebola disease calls for more health consciousness among the people. The Reverend Dr. Latte was addressing newsmen after he opened the 115th session of the church. The four-day event has been attended by 130 delegates from the Volta and Greater Accra regions. Reverend Dr. Latte said, as part of the church's support for healthcare delivery, there are measures being put in place to encourage establishment of health centers within the Western West Africa Episcopal area.
The continent is constantly being ravished. Example now, what's happening with Ebola, and you see of our sisters and others are closing their borders. This is not the time for us to treat this problem individually. The entire continent needs to come together and do something about eradicating disease from this continent. It's not one government's problem. It's everybody's problem. When you think about how this thing is spreading all over the place, no one country can do it. Closing your border wouldn't do it, because if ever there was a time for us to be health conscious, it is now, and what is happening in the region. But even before we had this crisis, we were looking at the possibility of establishing a health clinic in every presiding elder's district. Right now we have the Jenny A. Speaks Health Center in Afancho, Kumasi. That particular hospital have just gone through evaluation, and out of 130 plus Christian health centers, they were third in ranking. By the end of October, the health center will be elevated to that of a hospital.
You heard the presiding prelates of Western West Africa Episcopal District of the AME Zion Church, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Lati. The presiding elder of the Agbosome District of the Church, Reverend Gabriel Senanu, in a welcome sermon, asked Ghanaians to back their prayers with action. He noted that spending hours on end at prayer camps is not enough to help the national development course.
If you look around our country and even all over Africa, you realize that we have so many prayer camps, churches, whatever, but you don't see the corresponding development that we expect even as we continue to worship the Lord. It seems as if we are worshiping God, we pray, but things are not changing. But biblically, after prayer, we must take to action. The Lord is ever ready to listen to us when we pray. But that doesn't mean that after prayer, we sit down, we don't take practical actions. So after we have fasted and prayed, we must begin to take action. And as we take action, the Lord himself will empower us to achieve the purpose for which we pray.
Reverend Gabriel Senanu of the Agbosome District of the AME Zion Church.